Texans Huddle is brought to you by Houston Community College. Start here, go anywhere. Texans Huddle is also brought to you in part by Amegy Bank. Amegy Bank of Texas is proud to be the official bank of the Houston Texans. MD Anderson. MD Anderson, making cancer history. Texas Emergency Care Center. In network, in your neighborhood, in case of emergency. Ready or not, we are. And by Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off game today for a chance to win big.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into Texans Huddle. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. And this is not just any old Texans Huddle. It's a very special game day huddle.
Yes!
Game just a couple hours away, Mark Vandermeer.
Yes!
Are you excited?
Yes!
You got your game face up?
Yeah, I do. You know, I mean, you have me do huddle on game day. It's going to be pretty intense.
All right, well, let's reel it in for just a second and talk about the Dallas Cowboys. Clearly, just a tough loss, but the team really battled back to make a game of it.
Well, I think that's why I'm so intense, because I'm still feeding off the intensity of the other day in Big D when the Texans were down 10 in the fourth quarter and caught up, tied the game, going into overtime. An utter heartbreaker. Let's take a look at the week that was.
Romo under center on first down. Hands off, and he's brought down to the backfield. J.J. Watt brings down Murray. Romo fakes the give. Romo steps to his right, and Cushing's there to sack him. Back at the 36-yard line. Brian Cushing does the job on Tony Romo. Handoff Arian running left, has a big hole, 45-40, 35-30, left sideline, cuts inside 20, 15, down to the 14-yard line. Foster erupts. Fitzpatrick looks it over, takes the snap, the give to Arian again, running to the left, little cut inside the 10, the 5 to the goal line, touchdown Houston! Arian Foster gives the Texans the lead. Romo gets the snap. Romo looking, here comes Watt. Romo throws to the end zone, it's picked off. The Texans have it at the 8-yard line as Kendrick Lewis takes it away. What a play for this Texans defense. Another red zone takeaway. Ryan Fitzpatrick, shotgun formation, gets the snap. Throws right side, hits Hopkins inside the 10. He's down at the 6-yard line. Carr with the coverage. First and goal with a minute 20 to go. Second and goal from the 1. Fitzpatrick feeds Foster right side. He's in! Touchdown, Houston! They do it! Arian Foster, 1-yard run. He gets the snap. Romo with time. There's a rush on. Throws it downfield to his left. And Bryant fighting for it. And does he make the catch? Yes. Unbelievable over Jonathan Joseph. One of the best catches you'll see. They're going to kick it on third down. 49-yard field goal attempt for the win from the left hash mark for Bailey. Snap is down. The kick is up. Plenty of distance. And he's got it. Dallas wins 20-17. The Texans gave it all they had, but they come up short in overtime.
And, Mark, it's time for the HCC play of the game, and I wish we could pick another one, which would have been possibly a winning one in overtime, but we do have one.
Yes, HCC play of the game. Start here, go anywhere. They almost went where they wanted to go, but it started, the scoring, that is, with Arian Foster's 15-yard touchdown run to give the Texans the lead. And unfortunately, they couldn't hang on to that.
Well, I have to say, perhaps the most exciting part of that game really was the Houston fan base. I mean, I noticed it driving up to the stadium. They were all outside tailgating, and I thought, wow, there's, you know, just an extra amount of Houston Texans fans up here. But, boy, when we went inside, the noise level, the sea of red was just unbelievable.
Yeah, and Tony Romo commented after the game that he had to go to the silent count for the first time ever at home for the Dallas Cowboys. The red jerseys, even a lot of fans in deep steel blue for the Texans were there, and it was so loud when Dallas was on offense. Incredible stuff. Bill O'Brien commented on it a day later.
Yesterday was an unbelievable turnout of Houston fans in Dallas, and as we all, you know, wish that the outcome was better, we just can't thank the fans enough for that turnout. You know, for Dallas to have to go to a silent count because of the Houston fans just says a lot about this city. We're going to continue to work extremely hard to put a winning football team on the field, but we really appreciate our fans, and we really need our fans Thursday night here at home against Indy.
All right, well, no doubt the Houston Texans fans will be out and fired up tonight for this one. I mean, look at how fired up you are. You know the fans are ready for this.
Well, absolutely, Patty, because this is a far more important game than the Cowboy game. I mean, the Cowboy game, great rivalry and all that. We could debate about the rivalry we did last week. But this is the Colts. This is the first divisional game. It is absolutely huge, and the Texans have to bounce back fast.
All right, well, we will talk much more about that after this break. We've got to take a timeout, but don't go away. We'll talk about Colts, and we will catch up with Houston Texans safety Kendrick Lewis. Stay with us.